Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I'm doing four decades, 40 years this month. September 1984, we first did Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I was a cop in San Francisco doing it on the phone. Bottom line is that evolved into what we are doing now, of course. 40 years of radio. We've been live in syndication since 1990. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Again, the longest running fight in the studio. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the average fan. You're the one stealing the pay-per-view. So you tell me, I can't be buying them, although somebody bought 750,000 people bought the Canelo Alvarez fight last week. Of course, a mismatch against Edgar Berlanga. Mr. Berlanga came in a 25-1 underdog. He fought like a 100-1 underdog. He fought like a senior citizen. He fought like a guy that was scared. He wouldn't listen. Let me put it to you like this. Those of you watching on Twitch.tv, you can maybe see this visually a little bit better than you can on the radio. But the bottom line is, there's a line, an invisible line in the middle of the ring. And you cross it. And you draw it in the canvas. And in order to win, you have to step across that line and excel and impose your will. Berlanga never did that. He was using his hand like this to gauge Canelo Alvarez, to keep him off him. All he wanted to do was go 36 minutes, 12 rounds. That was it. That was his entire goal. He never threw a punch with any bad intentions on it. I mean, here's a guy that had 17 knockouts and 22 wins. I mean, what was he thinking? What was he thinking? Bottom line is, I guess he didn't listen to his corner, but at the end of the day, the corner was telling him to do different things, but he should have tried to impose his will. He should have at least tried to step in there and say, you know what, man? Here I am. See what I got. And he never did it. In other words, I think it was a lesson. Listen, should the Puerto Rican be ashamed of his performance? I think so. What do you think? 1-800-878-PLAY. This 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, after the break, is more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
Dave Chappelle, back when he was working on HBO, he wasn't hanging out with Elon Musk. He was a straight-up guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are like an hour and a half or a couple hours away, of course, from a IBF heavyweight title fight between Anthony Joshua. Of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 28-3, 25 KOs, was knocked out in 2019 by a fat man named Andy Ruiz. I kid you not. And then he beat an even fatter Andy Ruiz. That's his claim to fame, beating an even fatter Andy Ruiz after losing to a fat Andy Ruiz the first time. Anyway, bottom line is he's taking on Daniel Dubois, 21-2. He's been stopped in two fights, so with 20 KOs. We'll see how that goes. 28-3 against 21-2. Of course, that is the IBF heavyweight main event coming to you from Saudi Arabia. Of course, you can steal it on pay-per-view. I mean, you can watch it on pay-per-view right now. Of course, $19.95. In fact, what I think these promoters have tried to do now, they think that by cutting the pay-per-view price to $19, that Daniel's going to actually buy the pay-per-view and not steal it. I mean, that's basically what they're trying to bet on, all right? I'm not betting on Daniel or anybody. Daniel's taking the fifth. I'm not betting on Daniel or anybody else or Daniel Smith. Not my producer, Daniel Smith. I'm not betting on Daniel or anybody else going for the $20 deal. I just don't think so. If you can steal it, you're going to steal it, whether it's $20 or $80. Now, in order to see where I stand on that as far as the boxing world is concerned, let's bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and put him on the spot on that one. Now, $20 or $80, are people that can steal it going to steal it?
Of course they are. You can do a lot. I mean, it's not like you can do much with $20 these days, but, you know, so if you can still watch it another way, why wouldn't you?
Hey, can you get a pizza in New York City for $25?
Yeah, you get a little cheese pizza pie. Yeah.
Oh, man, I gotta send Tommy D more money next time, man, because I send him $25. I say, go buy a pizza, because for $25, I could buy myself a pretty good pizza here in the city.
Yeah, no, you can still get the spot that I go to. A large pie is $20 actually.
Okay, $19.99. Is Anthony Joshua and Danny Dubois worth it?
I think it's a good fight. It really is. It's the classic crossroad fight. You know, the IBF, due to their bylaws, they don't honor rematches, so they stripped Alexander Usyk. So
Is the IBF the International Black Federation? Is that the one?
No.
Wait. When Bob Lee founded the IBF back in 1986, he tells me like he says, Pedro, listen, black fighters ain't getting a break with the WBC or the WBA. He goes, I got to start my own thing. So he started it with that as being their intended goal. Now I'm not trying to say they've been all black, but all of their presidents, I believe, have been black.
Yeah,
Darryl
Peoples right now, he's pretty black. It has served its purpose, and it's given up a lot of more opportunities to fighters who otherwise may not have. So, and they've been around long enough that they are legitimate.
The WBO got started, right?
How did the WBO get started, sir?
Five disgruntled Puerto Ricans, and one of them was coked out.
Do they have names? The
one guy that did all the coke, he's dead, but the other four are still alive, so I'm not going to mention it.
Okay.
But that's what happens. They thought the Puerto Rican fighters weren't being represented, so they became the WBO.
Okay. Pretty soon, I wonder. It's the Japanese, although...
No, we're going Chinese, baby. The Chinese. Anyway, speaking of Japanese, let's switch gears just for a second. We'll go back to the heavyweight title fight. Of course, that's coming up there on pay-per-view. Yeah, wink, wink. In Nanoa, Illinois, I mean, poor TJ Duane, the poor guy went over there, he gave it his all, man. But that's sort of like being a minor league baseball player going in there and trying to hit Sandy Koufax or some great... You know what I mean? It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, the cliche that's grown, you know, a lot over the last couple of years, there's levels to this. And right now, Inoue is in his prime, and he is blasting out whoever you put in front of him. You know, the great thing about him right now is his activity. They're going to put him back out in December. You know, you don't see that from, you know, superstars anymore. You're lucky if guys fight twice a year. You know, so it's great for the sport, and... You know, hopefully, his next fight is here in the United States.
Okay, I think I'm going to LA Tuesday for a workout by the WBC 118 pound champion Junto Nakatani. Of course, the undefeated Japanese lad that Rudy Hernandez, the brother of the late Chicanito Hernandez, of course, Shinar Hernandez, the former two division world champion. Rudy says this is the best fight he's ever had.
Wow, that's high praise considering, you know. He was around his own brother.
Time out. Let's not kick Gennaro when he was down, okay? But you know, Gennaro won a few fights as a WBA champion, but he didn't win any super fights, and that one super fight he was put in against Oscar De La Hoya of Koji, he went into that with a broken nose 2 weeks before. Probably should have canceled that one. Probably should have postponed that one. Told him, you know what, you guys gotta wait. But the show must go on, like Ray Leonard against Hector Camacho when he tore up that Achilles tendon about a week before the fight. The show must go on, and these guys performed or tried to.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's how you get paid, right? You got to show up. And if you don't show up, you know, some guys do not want to lose that payday. A lot of people depend on that payday, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, but still, Rudy. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't going into no fight with Oscar De La Hoya with a broken nose. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing it. I'll be jumping up and down, throwing a stick in the dressing room. You should see me out of my trunks. I'm not going to do it. I'll be a brat.
I don't like... hypotheticals, but do you think it would have mattered? A healthy Gennaro, does he beat Oscar?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
You know what? I never thought about it that way. I mean, that's a different perspective. No doubt about that. Speaking of De La Hoya, I saw some of his fight. There was some De La Hoya clip going around on TikTok or Instagram the other day. You know what? I think we underappreciated his abilities.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was easy to root for with a certain fan base, and he's also very easy to dislike, you know, because he was literally the golden boy. You know, he was the guy that HBO built up the, you know, the brand around. And, you know, he's, I mean, personally, I never rooted for him. I never did. And I was a Chavez guy, and it hurt me when he beat up an old Chavez. But that's just the law of the land in boxing. The new lion takes care of the old lion. But Oscar fought everybody. Fought everybody. Yeah. His fights were must-watch. He was probably the last, he's on that Mount Rushmore of, you don't need to watch boxing to know who Oscar De La Hoya is. He was a crossover superstar for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, God, you know, when he fought Chavez on pay-per-view, of course, that first fight, I think it was in 96, I was a pay-per-view promoter down there in San Bruno, California. I rented out this entire theater with like four or five different screens, did three in Spanish and two in English. Bottom line is it was sold out in advance. So I get the word a week and a half before the fight that Chavez is cut. And I don't have cancellation insurance, and I can't buy it at this point in time because it's a week before the fight. So Chavez is cut, and I'm hearing he's not going to go through with the fight, the whole nine yards. So when Chavez stepped into the ring and the bell rang, I knew I was getting paid at that point in time, okay? You know what I'm saying? So we're all sweating, and yeah, Chavez did bleed like a pig. His son had headbutted him, and that sort of took away his ability to not bleed in that fight, but he was bleeding like a pig. That was from. His kid headbutted him about a week and a half before.
Wow.
So had they postponed that, I'd have lost $25,000, 1996 money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, good thing that it went through then, for your sake.
Exactly. And yay, hey, and yeah, listen, when you're a pay-per-viewer, this is what this was. I was a pay-per-view promoter because this is what pay-per-view was before pay-per-view on television. You went to a theater or you went to a gym or somewhere and you paid admission to watch the fight on the big screen. So anyway, I'm kicking back. I'm looking at my sold-out house. I'm sort of like a little lad. I got Don King. I got more money than I can handle. I mean, cash. We're like carrying around cash in a big old bag. I kid you not. We put it in a big old bag in a room. So we got all this cash. And I'm walking around with my suit and the whole nine yards. I'm saying to myself, man, this is it. And during the main event, the screen went blank for about 3 seconds. And that I thought my life was going to come to an end, Sock. I just did. I thought that was it.
Wow, it was just a glitch,
and I'm saying to myself, "Oh man!" So I'm saying to myself, for that one, I remember Don Chargan told me, the great promoter told me, "Listen, if something happens and you got to give refunds, tell them they got to come back 3 days later at 2:00 in the afternoon." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because none of them will come back." Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My brother had a vasectomy a few years ago, and he found out the hard way it doesn't always work. And it can make your baby black.
Okay, if you didn't laugh at that one.
Who's that?
Okay.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, but I had to put that in there. I've been dying to put that one in there. Of course, I put that up on Facebook earlier in the week. That was hysterical. Let's talk about last night's fight, just real quick. Jaime Munguia now 44-135 KOs, of course, having lost to Canelo Alvarez in his previous fight. Of course, after the fight, Canelo bonused him with a $125,000 car. I don't know if that's ever been done before in boxing, so your boxing is PhD. Tell me that. I lick you like a stamp, you don't put up much resistance, and I'll buy you a $125,000 car afterwards. What does that say?
Maybe you owe the money? No, I have no idea. Look, even before that fight, they had made no secret that they were friendly. You know, not necessarily best buds, but they liked each other. And Munguia looked up to Canelo. So, have I ever heard of that before? No. You know, I can't think of another time the guy gave him a $125,000 car. Wow, that's pretty nice.
After the fight. I mean, after the fight. Most guys after the fight, like Roberto Duran, he's grabbing his crotch. He's telling, hey, do this. I mean, after the fight. Listen, it takes... Somebody said to me the other day, boxing isn't what it used to be. And I said, yeah, you know, the personalities aren't there anymore. And, of course, last week we had Edgar Berlanga, the Puerto Rican, undefeated Puerto Rican, of course, 22-0 with 17 knockouts, go in against Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez showed up fat, out of shape. I mean, I just got to tell it like it is. I got pictures of him at the weigh-in. The guy was showing no bones in his face, didn't have no ribs. You could barely see an ab or two. But the bottom line is he came in there at less than 100%, and Mr. Berlanga, the Puerto Rican knockout sensation, didn't try. When I talked about, remember I talked about that invisible line before? I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show. You've got to step across that invisible line into the danger zone in order to win a fight. Unless you're super gifted like Oscar De La Hoya, you can do it from the outside maybe. But the bottom line is eventually he had to step into, everybody has to step into the pit per se, the fire pit per se. Edgar Berlanga was never willing to step into that pit. He was not willing to, he didn't want to throw punches with bad intentions. He tried to gauge De La Hoya, and shame on his corner for putting him in the ring with tennis shoes on. I mean, I couldn't believe he was wearing high top tennis shoes. You can't get any leverage. Can't get any leverage on your punches. No wonder he couldn't punch Canelo last week. He didn't have the right shoes on.
I think also the fact that he got clipped in that third round might have made him a little gun shy.
Man.
You're right. It's all fair what you're saying. I mean, you're not the first person I've heard it from that Edgar didn't try to win. You know, at one point it kind of looked like a sparring session. Maybe he looked like after the fight. I mean, he was loving up Canelo. He said, "You're my hero. Thank you." You know, all the stuff that I said was, you know, just for the hype of the fight.
Look, he almost copulated. I'm sorry, Gasak, but it got to the point afterwards, almost copulating the guy that he was supposed to be trying to kill about a few minutes earlier. That was just sad. The whole thing was sad. It looked like just like type of some Magia thing where, guess what, we're going to go 12 rounds and not hurt each other, like John Ryder. I mean, I can keep going, like the Triple G fight. Of course, Triple G was like 90 years old. When's Canelo going to step up and fight somebody decent? He probably isn't ever anymore. In fact, unless Daniel can get himself down to 168, Canelo's going to be fighting bums forever.
It looks that way. I think the Benavidez fight, once he said that he's going to stay at light heavyweight, I don't think it's going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I got to ask you this question. Did David Benavidez take a multi-million dollar payday to step aside and shut the hell up, shut the duck up? Because it sure does seem like the way. Doesn't it seem? I mean, you can't shut a guy. I mean, in other words, I'd be like Cassius Clay with the bus in front of Sonny Liston's house.
You know, it's kind of dubious that you're right. I mean, I would probably say that someone that wants a fight, especially the biggest fight that can be made, the fight that's going to get him paid the most, he should be kicking and screaming. You mentioned it before. He should drive a bus into the heart of Guadalajara, where Canelo, I believe, is from, calling him a chicken. But it hasn't happened. Listen, David Benavidez, I feel he sees himself at some point, and I wouldn't be shocked, as a heavyweight. You know, so I don't think he's ever going to come back to 68. If that fight happens, it's going to be on Canelo's terms. He's probably going to have to compromise some sort of catch weight, a same-day rehydration, you name it. Everything other than, hey, come in your rib.
I'm surprised you're not telling me he's going to tie one hand behind his back. Let's go back to Magia just for a second. Magia last night beat up this guy, Eric Bazanian. Of course, he came in 32-0 with a draw on 23 KOs. Put up a decent effort. Time was 2:36. He was stopped with a barrage of shots in the 10th round. Munguia, I've criticized him, but he was successful last night. And, of course, he was in Glendale, Arizona, a pretty back crowd. So, I mean, he sold tickets, and he delivered on TV, so I can't knock him for that. You know what I'm saying? But I do knock him for not giving 100% against Canelo. Another guy that did – I mean, what is it with these guys? In other words, if I get in there against a guy that I think is super great, I mean, this guy's going to – I'm going to try my ass off. I can't say it enough. I'm gonna step on his foot on occasion. I'm gonna do everything I can to throw his game off. And then I will give Canelo credit though. Canelo was throwing that. He was throwing that punch all night and hitting Berlanga in the shoulder. Did you notice that?
He did. He was wearing him down. Yeah. I think it had some effect on it. Probably, you know, Canelo has kind of become a headhunter. You know, as of late, there wasn't that devastating body work that you kind of associate him with. I think those guys got gun shy, and the moment, and the lights are too bright. I mean, Munguia is going to be 28 in a couple of weeks. I saw his birthday is October, you know, and he's built his record against mediocre competition. Edgar.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. Daniel Ogden is not. He's not mediocre competition. My producer is not mediocre competition, and he's been in the ring with Jaime Munguia 10 times under 10 different names.
You know,
much like Sean O'Grady. I mean, I told you about Sean O'Grady, right? The bubblegum kid?
You've told me, but not on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, here's what's up. Sean O'Grady, the attorney general of Oklahoma, ended up investigating his father and found out that Sean O'Grady fought the same guy 7 or 8 times in different towns around Oklahoma and that area in the South. So anyway, when it came time to pay the guy first he fought is like, you know, Pedro Fernandez, and he was Socrates Palmer, then he was Daniel Ogden the next day, then he was Jaime Munguia, then he changed his names in every town, changed his trunks. So Sean knew exactly who he was fighting. So when it came time to pay the guy off for the 7 fights, Pat O'Grady, Sean's father, called the immigration on the guy and had him deported.
Cold-blooded, bro.
Didn't pay him a dime. And Sean knew what time it was. You know, when Sean O'Grady, one of boxing's immortals, allegedly, but the bottom line is I cornered him on it. I said, you fought the same guy 8 or 10 times. You got any comments on that? And he went, started going, anyway, bottom line is, all right, let's go back to Anthony Joshua. He got beat by a fat man. How does he beat Danny Dubois today, if he can? How?
Well, Anthony Joshua, though he always looks like $1 million, he's 34 years old, you know, so Danny Dubois has that, you know, advantage to him. He's got less miles on him. How did he beat him? I think Anthony Joshua throws straighter shots. He's with Ben Davidson now, who, I mean, it seems like every fight he's got someone new in the corner. So I don't know if that's going to be a detriment. I think he could stop Dubois, but Danny Dubois is young. I think he's got his confidence. They're both guys. And credit to Anthony Joshua, this is his fifth fight since 2023. You know, if you want to call the Ngannou fight, not so much, but still, he got ready for it and blasted him out. His confidence is back. It's going to be an amazing crowd. I mean, I think they expect 70,000 people. So props to the Brits for always, you know, even this isn't Ali and Frazier, but, you know, to them it is. And hopefully we probably get Anthony Joshua and Zhang. That's a fight I would love to see.
Okay.
Risky. I'm picking Joshua today, but I wouldn't be shocked if Dubois upsets him. He's, I think, a minus 500 is Joshua.
Okay. I think I'm off to L.A. on Tuesday to see the Junto Nakatani workout. I'll try to maybe stop by and see if the Godfather Larry Merchant's up for lunch. But the bottom line is I think I'm headed to L.A., and, yes, I'm going to take my 1964 Volkswagen.
That's awesome.
I get good gas mileage. Everybody honks at me because I go 50 on the freeway.
Wow. Well, that's hey, Nakatani in any way, that's going to be a mega fight in 2025. So hopefully Nakatani takes care of business. And I want to see, you know, your keen eye, what you see from Nakatani, if he's the real deal when you see him work out.
Straight up.
You're a good scout.
Straight up, you are boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Have a great week. Hug the wife, hug the kids, the whole nine yards. You're the luckiest dude on the planet. Every day you wake up, young man, I consider you a lottery winner.
You have no idea, brother. Some things you can't buy, and great friendship like yours is one of them.
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. and it was, I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was some, oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
Remember Arizona? I was down there walking a picket line in front of the state capitol. I was protesting the corruption of boxing in the state of Arizona, okay? And there were some guys that were counter-protesters. And, of course, I had my picket signs. I had my guys holding on yours, suit and ties, like 10 o'clock in the morning, right? Kicking my, having a good time, you know. And then these counter-protesters show up, and they're carrying signs that say rats. They have a picture of a rat on it in the whole nine yards. Bottom line is, I guess they were implying that I was a rat. So I bought the signs off these guys. And it was, I gave them, like, $100. I said, how much are they paying you guys to do to carry these signs? He said, $10 an hour. I said, I tell you what, I'll give you $100 each for each of your signs. So I bought the signs off each guy, and somehow John Montano, who was the head of the Arizona Boxing Commission, is watching this from his office up there in the Capitol building with binoculars, right? So he calls the state police, and the state police come up on me with guns. I kid you, guns, guns. Jump out the car. I'm walking a picket line in front of the Capitol. Again, this is Arizona State Capitol, and they pull up on me with guns, say, freeze. I said, freeze? Kiss my ass, freeze. What the hell are you going to do, shoot me in front of you? What are you out? Anyway, bottom line is I'm screaming. And they're trying to figure things out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why they're stopping me. They go, well, you're a suspect in a robbery. I said, a robbery? He goes, yeah, strong-arm robbery. I said, I'm going to strong-arm rob somebody. So I'm going to do this in a suit and tie at like 90 degrees in front of the state capitol with TV cameras and people all kinds of. Come on, you got to be kidding me. He goes, well, that was the complaint, sir, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, bottom line is, they went back and forth. They were detaining me for a couple of minutes. And I said to them, listen, man, either you arrest me or you let me go. Because the bottom line is, I'm walking away. And then I did walk away from those guys. But that's the type of harassment you get down there in Arizona. So as far as Arizona is concerned, Richard Pryor's probably right about the jails down there. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios of the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Listen, back in 1996 when medical marijuana became legal here in California, partially because of myself, of course, I was involved with Dennis Perona. We helped write the final draft of the medical marijuana law of Proposition 215 of 1996. Of course, we did this in 1993 and 1994. But anyway, a kid who was a rapper back then, his name was Burner. That's what they called him, Burner. That was his name. I think he's got a different name, but the bottom line is he was Burner. Burner was selling joints out there on Geary Boulevard in something called the Hemp Center. That's where they had medical marijuana for sale, okay? So this guy kept saying he was going to become a rapper and become a big-time, you know, weed guy and all nine yards. Anyway, yesterday he signed a deal with the NCAA to promote marijuana, to promote his cookies brand at NCAA. I take that back, at UC Cal. I think it's Southern California. They're going to do that in the UC California. That's going to be their first sponsor. Bottom line is, weed is now being sponsored on a college level. That's a little bit weird for me. And, of course, I was the beginning of that weed movement. But the bottom line is, yeah, marijuana and the NCAA coming together. And, of course, that's with my buddy Burner. Now, next week, undefeated Xander Zayas, of course, the 154-pounder from Puerto Rico, probably the best Puerto Rican fighter pound for pound in the world today, I think, without a doubt. Taking on, I think, once beaten Damian Sosa. Damian Sosa here is a guy about to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Zayas needs a fight to look really good at. This is it right now, no doubt about that. It's going to be next week, of course. That's not even the semi-main event at the Felt Forum or the Hulu Garden, whatever they want to call this place now, the little place next to Madison Square Garden. Of course, the little garden is what we used to call it. But the bottom line is, Sandy Ryan's taking on Mikael Mayer for the WBO female welterweight championship, 147 pounds. That's the alleged main event. But if they put that fight in the main event over Xander Zayas and Damian Sosa, I just don't think so. I mean, Zayas is going to be the sell. He's the Puerto Rican star of New York, no doubt about that. And, of course, I think he's the future of boxing as far as the island of Puerto Rico is concerned. Now, as far as the upcoming boxing schedule is concerned, of course, not a whole lot of big fights on the scale, but I do like Nick Ball, of course, coming up on ESPN+. That's October the 5th. Nick Ball, of course, I believe he's still undefeated. Has that one controversial draw with the WBC 130-pound champion, dropped his butt down to 126, and now he defended that title once, and he's going to look to defend that title a second time against Ronnie Rios. That's going to go down October the 5th on ESPN+. October the 12th on ESPN+. David Benavidez is waiting on the winner. That's what he says. He wants to fight the winner in February. I'm talking about Artur Beterbiev, undefeated, 21-0, 21 knockouts, something like that. Taking on the not-so-hard punching, but the man that conquered Canelo Alvarez and Dmitry Bivol. Of course, Bivol's undefeated. A stellar amateur, had like about 400 amateur fights. I think he's burnt out. I think he's ready to be taken. But then again, Beterbiev is long in the tooth. He's had a whole lot of amateur fights. These guys are both long on experience. It's both amateur and a pro. They both got good resumes on both sides of the boxing coin there. But the bottom line is, I don't know which way to go here. I mean, I want to lean towards Beterbiev because I like power, and I think one-punch power can win this fight. Now, Bivol, of course, he was able to beat Canelo Alvarez pretty easily about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and of course, he's never really been challenged at 175. This is considered the ultimate fight at 175 pounds. Of course, I think the Sheik, the Sheik is going to throw this over in Saudi Arabia, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be in Saudi Arabia, but it's on ESPN+. So Bob Arum going to do that, or is going to be the Sheik? But the bottom line is, I guess Arum's going to get smart and do some business with those people in Saudi Arabia. Speaking of people that should be in Saudi Arabia, if this guy fought in Saudi Arabia for the rest of his life, I'd be okay with him. Talk about Shakur Stevenson. What was he, 2012, 2016 Olympic silver medalist, something like that. Anyway, undefeated Shakur Stevenson, WBC champion, has looked less than stellar in his last two fights. And when I say less than stellar, I'm being kind. And he's taking on a guy by the name of Joe Cordina. Cordina couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. That's what I've been told, but I'm hoping he'd have a good challenger. This is for the WBC lightweight title. This is going to go on pay-per-view October the 12th, of course. Pay-per-view. Yeah, good luck on that one. Jai Opaia, the IBF cruiserweight champion, 200 pounds. Of course, he's undefeated, I think, out of Australia, New Zealand, somewhere down there. It was the bottom line, he's defending against Jack Macy. I don't know much about Macy. Fabio Wardley going to take on Frazier Clark. That's a heavyweight bout. Chris Eubank Jr., I do know a little bit about him. He's taking on a guy by the name of Camille Zarameda. That's going to be the middleweight fight. And Ben Whitaker is taking on Liam Cameron. Of course, that's going to go down in pay-per-view. And the reason why I wanted to mention the entire card is that's going to be a fight card that you're probably not going to want to pay for. I mean, they're really going to put this on pay-per-view. I mean, who's going to buy this? Suckers? Marks? I mean, who in the hell would think that Shakur Stevenson is good enough to invest money in to be excited? I mean, for some excitement. I mean, listen, if you're a crack addict, if you're a methamphetamine freak, if you haven't slept, if you suffer from insomnia and you haven't slept in like a year, this is what you need to do. You need to buy the pay-per-view for Shakur Stevenson, and after you watch the four or five fights beforehand, watch the main event, and I'm guaranteeing that Shakur Stevenson will put you to sleep before he puts anybody else to sleep. In other words, you're going to sleep. The Joe Cordina, he might go to sleep. I'm not saying that he won't, but the bottom line is he's not supposed to be up to the level of Shakur Stevenson. But then again, what level is Shakur Stevenson? I mean, people thought that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Then I saw some sparring tape of him a couple of weeks ago where he was sparring somebody, and he hit him to the body, and his right hand gave in on him because he's a southpaw. So his right hand gave in on him. So maybe he doesn't want to throw hard punches because he's got bad hands. I mean, this happened before. Joe Calzaghe, the undefeated champion, what did he fight? He defied. I think he retired at 38-0, of course, something like 28, 29 knockouts. Of course, the one-time 168-pound world champion. He started out as a hard puncher. I mean, he was knocking everybody out early on. Pat Lawler told me, of course, Pat Lawler fought Roberto Duran, Wilfred Benitez, and Rene Arandoto, just to name three world champions, and he beat them as well. Of course, he lost in the rematch to Duran, but the bottom line is he did beat Duran the first time around. What I'm trying to say is that Pat Lawler told me that Joe Calzaghe hit harder than anybody in the whole world, and I think that has a lot to do with being hit by a southpaw, because when I got hit by a southpaw, I clowned my way into the National Golden Gloves back in 1947 pounds because I wanted to win titles at more than one weight class, because, you know, that was like a stellar of greatness. So I was 139-pound champion in the Golden Gloves four times, so I moved up to 147. They didn't want me to do that. They stopped it. Very controversial fight right then and there. But the bottom line is I went to the Nationals down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I took on Ernie Chavez. And, you know, I've been hitting the head. I was a cop. So I've been hitting the head a couple different times by a couple different guys. So one guy hit me with a flashlight. Another cop dropped his flashlight, and this guy picked it up in the hunter's point and hit me in the head with it. I saw stars, but guess what? Didn't see the stars. Didn't see nearly the amount of stars. I felt the way I did when Ernie Chavez hit me with that southpaw hook. He hit me with the right hook. In other words, the left hooks is what you usually get hit from, and you get accustomed to left hooks, okay? You get accustomed to them. You can put your hand up to stand. But right hand, left, right hooks from a southpaw, nobody ever gets used to them. Believe me, they don't. Anyway, that's the hardest I've ever been hit in my life, and that really was something. Of course, we got Illinois coming back. Looks like December. They'd like to try to do this in the United States. I don't think they will. I think it'll be another fight in Japan, because I don't think fights in the United States around Christmas time sell anyway. October 13th, his brother, Takuma Inoue, taking on Sama Tsuni, of course, the WBA bantamweight title fight. Listen, these Japanese guys have got all these lightweight title fights, these lighter weight titles lapped up. WBA, WBC, IBF. Not IBF, of course. IBF mainly caters to black fighters. Did I really say that? No. That's what Bob Lee told me. I kid you not. He says, Pedro, black fighters don't get a break. I says, so you're going to start your own sanctioning body? He goes, well, I will. Bottom line is he did. Of course, the International Boxing Federation. Of course, Bob Lee then went to prison for 4 or 5 years because he wouldn't rat out Don King and Cedric Kushner, two promoters at that point in time that were big in the world of boxing back in the 90s. Of course, when I went to him before the fight, before the Vaughn Bean Vander Holyfield fight, which I was doing the TV for Don King Productions there in Atlanta, Georgia at the Omni, and I went to him at the weigh-in, Bob Lee, and I said to him, listen, Bob, I need to talk to you personally, privately. He said, blood, anything you need to say, you can say in front of all these other people. I said, you sure? He said, yeah, okay. So I told him, guess what? The FBI is investigating you. In fact, there were people, a film was shown to the grand jury. He goes, what? I said, yeah, a film of you taking a bribe from Doug Beavers was shown to the grand jury. Doug Beavers was the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, ratings chief at that point in time. But he gave Bob Lee a bribe, and he brought the FBI in, and they taped the whole thing. So Bob Lee was toast. Bob Lee went to jail for like 3 or 4 years, and he was like 80 years old when he went to jail. But he wouldn't give it up. He's still alive right now, but he would not give up Don King. Of course, Don King was called Fuzzy Wuzzy in these code tapes. In other words, they couldn't say, look, we're Don King's paying us a bribe. You couldn't say Don King. So he said Fuzzy Wuzzy instead of Don King, because Don King had this Fuzzy Wuzzy head, right? And then there was a fat man. That was Cedric Kushner. How do I know that? Cedric was 400 pounds. So you knew exactly who they were talking about in these tapes. No doubt about that, of course. But that was boxing at its nastiest. October 14th, the aforementioned Hutto Nakatani, who I'm going down to see, I believe, Tuesday at the LA Boxing Gym. Of course, he is the WBC bantamweight champion, 118-pound champion. Undefeated, taking on Tasani Salape. That's going to go down October the 14th on ESPN Plus. That's probably going to go down in Japan, obviously. October 19th on pay-per-view. I don't know why they're doing this, but Tim Tszyu at one point in time was the unbeaten lad. He was a WBO champion, 154 pounds. Of course, he's son of Kashi Tszyu, and he was the guy that was like, he was on a meteor to superstardom. I kid you not. He was white, bright, he could fight, okay? So he had a future, no doubt about that. Then they put him in that fight with Sebastian Fedora. Fedora fouls him in the second round, hits him with an elbow or something like that, elbow or a butt. But the bottom line is, a cut opens up on the top of Tim Tszyu's head that you cannot stop with a cut. Man can't stop it. You have to stop it with stitches. You cannot stop it with just some type of medicine. It just don't work that way. So the bottom line is, this cut bled the entire fight. But instead of getting out of the fight right then and there in the second, the third, or the fourth round, if you go after the fourth round, the fight is official. Then they go to the scorecard. So if you went to the scorecards after the fifth round and said, listen, I'm cut, my guy can't continue anymore, he's cut, let's go to the scorecards. So they go to the scorecards after the fifth round. Tszyu was probably still ahead. He would still be the champion. He would be undefeated. Instead, they let it go 12 rounds. Sebastian Fedora wins, and Tim Zhu's like on the outside looking in. Now he's going to take on this guy by the name of Bakran Mirzalov for the IBF junior middleweight title. Good luck with that, cat. At one time, you were undefeated. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
The This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pound for pound, he is the biggest creep in the history of the world. I'm talking about Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, call him what you want. But the bottom line is, of course, back when I met him, it was in the year 2000, I think March of 2000. Of course, we were in London at the Prince Nassim Ahmed with Johnny Bungu fight. He was standing in front of the Prince Nassim Ahmed dressing room. I smelled weed. I didn't know if he was smoking it or not. But the bottom line is, I smelled weed walking to the dressing room. And I said, are you security? And he goes, blood, you don't know who I am. I walk right past him. No, I didn't know who he was. Bottom line is, of course, later that night, Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones was with Keith Richards. And Ron Wood was in the bathroom with me. And I said to him, why were you kissing that guy's ass, Puff Daddy's ass? Because Puff Daddy has the best weed in the world. Anyway, Puff Daddy's not puffing any weed anymore. He's in prison. I told you a year and a half ago when I read those court transcripts when people were suing him that he was going to eventually go to jail and for the rest of his life. And everybody laughed at me. They laughed. They chuckled at me. They said, Pedro, you have no idea what you're talking about. I said, okay. And now he's in jail. He's been denied bail twice this week. He's on suicide watch or something like that right now. What I say is, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He is the creepiest guy in the entire history of, I think, mankind. Some of the stuff that he did was deplorable. It's just absolutely deplorable. I can't say it on the radio. I can't say it on TV. I couldn't say it on a podcast. I kid you not. I couldn't say it on YouTube. They blast me off YouTube. Bottom line is, he is the creepiest guy in the history of the planet, I think. And guess what? I hope that you spend the rest of your life in jail. In fact, at MDI Detention Center there in Brooklyn, New York, famous for his roaches. I hope you can eat a few. Straight up, that is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll get to the fights tonight. The fights tonight are in about an hour and a half now. Anthony Joshua, 28-3, 25 KO. TKO's taking on the twice-beaten Danny Dubois for the IBF heavyweight title. Of course, the IBF, International Boxing Federation, decided they were going to anoint. They weren't going to make a vacant title. They were going to anoint Danny Dubois the championship. Of course, he is, like I said, 21-2. He's got 20 knockouts. But the fact that he lost those two fights both by stoppage. But then again, you got Joshua. He got beat up by a fat man. I mean, that's got to be – that would, to me – listen, if I got beat up by a guy that fat, that was that deplorable, and I was looking like, you know, King Kong, you know what I'm saying? I think that would affect me for the rest of my life. Of course, I'm a weak guy psychologically. I'm just trying to tell you, I just am. I would say, well, you know what? I don't know if I can handle that. I mean, a fat man beat me, and I beat a fatter man in a rematch, and I'm supposed to be the champion of the world? I don't think so. You know, go out on my news. The Brits have faith in Anthony Joshua. I don't. Straight up, I hope it's a good fight. It'll take place about an hour and a half, 2:30 Eastern time, according to the people that are stealing that on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, my producer is the excellent one, Daniel Ogden. We're coming to you live on Twitch.tv. I want to thank the folks on Twitch.tv. And, of course, I want to thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, on the same channel. Straight up, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years.